Adding and deleting menu links to tools and content areas. Reordering links. If you plan on assigning non-Blackboard learning activities, in addition to using Blackboard's tools to have discussions, to collect papers, etc., for now, rename the learning activities link to non-Blackboard learning activities. To do so, make sure the edit mode is on. Then click the action button on the right of the learning activities, then rename link. Modify the name and click the green check mark to save the change. If you are sure that you will be using only Blackboard tools, you can delete the learning activities area via the hidden action button. The default tools used in this course section include a link to the most used tool, the discussion board, and to two of the most underused but super useful tools, Blackboard Collaborate Ultra and Groups. You can find tutorials on how to use them to support student learning in the Blackboard for Faculty website under During the Semester. You can add menu links for other tools later. During the semester when needed, click the plus sign on the top left of the menu to choose Tool Link. On the pop-up box, type in an appropriate name for the tool. Then choose the type of tool you want from the drop-down box. Make it available to users and click Submit. Note that the newly created menu link appears on the bottom of the menu. You can move it up by hovering on the menu link. Then, use the hidden reorder icon on the left of the menu link to move it up or to move other menu links down. Next step, in the menu's action bar, use the plus icon to create a content area for your syllabus quiz. If you plan on making more tests available via Blackboard, name this area Tests. For now, leave the Make it available checkbox unchecked. Next, at the bottom of the menu, click the newly created Tests link. Then in the action bar, click on Assessments, then Test. Select the syllabus quiz you created in your home office. Click on Submit. Next, set the test options. They are pretty straightforward. Click on More Help in the top banner if needed. Three recommendations. Number one, do not check forced completion. Number two, if you use the timer, check the auto submit on. And number three, limit the display time. Finally, once again, click on submit when finished. Notice that the square box with the diagonal bar on the right of the tests link indicates that it is not visible and hence not available to students. We'll make it available a bit later.